is Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jess E.
Tommy doing some voice
this
work.
This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief Crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oat. You know he's dope. Yeah. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
Dial of seven digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, she got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know, it's frigid.
I got him chilling in the
cooler. Oh,
that's
the only good hip hop, man. In my opinion,
because it was
on everybody. This is Wasted Time. I'm Jess E and Tommy. We're back with the one and only Joseph Rocha.
Listen, guys, I want to thank you for letting me talk about white power and how I support it.
Whoa, you're coming off too strong.
Oh,
settle down, man. That's a hot topic to just come busting out of the gateway.
Ease me in then when you feel it's right to talk about the supremacy of the white race.
And scene.
And oh, just so you know, he is a Nigger Wagwan.
Motherfucker.
Why don't we start out even stronger than what we
I wanted to be white for a couple minutes before they knew what was going on.
Joseph Rocha, obviously, we're coming to you from the Comic Strip Live, so we have another brilliant comedian down here.
Thank you.
Who's half Nicaraguan.
No, wait. Or what I'm the all Nicaraguan.
He's
not
Nigel,
a mulatto of any kind.
He's African-American Raguan.
Right.
Is that the correct way to say it?
I think the correct way is I'm Mexican.
Show. He's Mexican.
Visually, I'm Mexican.
That's great. Apparently, Joe's on fire or something because Jesse was just patting him down.
I had to pat him down.
Yeah.
But Joe Roach is a comedian here at the Comic Strip Live. Just got off this fucking show tonight. We had our Latino extravaganza. Joe Roach is our host and master of ceremonies. Yeah. I actually snuck in as Tom-E. The E is for Espanol. And I fucking...
I love that you pointed out that it was an extravaganza, because usually they just have gabanzas here.
Well, the E is for extravaganza.
This shit was for extra gabanza, man.
It was great. How was it? Would you
I had a blast. It was the audience was cool. They got a little too drunk and sloppy.
Hey, they're not listening. Okay, I was just going to say, yeah, they're not here now. You can talk whatever you want about them.
It's weird.
Bunch of bitches.
When I was a fucking kid, man, when I was in my teens, there was a lot of teens. What the fuck, bitch?
Bitch,
white
man.
Power. There was a lot of
white
teens.
Power. There was like young people there. And I remember when I would go to clubs, I could handle my booze and a lot.
Yeah.
But the new generations are like, oh my God, I just had a fucking soda. I'm fucked up.
You know? Dude, they were a chatty group.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
They were definitely chatty. I mean, I wish the Cedars were doing their job.
Shut your face.
A little cheap shot at Jess E.
Zing.
Jess E. Actually, if you don't know, he actually works at the club here. I do too. I work during the day. I'm also a comedian. And Jess E. is a bouncer / seater / photographer / podcast host
I do all of it. I'm a fucking Renaissance man.
Well, no, as you would say, you do it big.
I do everything
big. So this fucking guy, hey Joe, ask him what he does big.
Hey man, what you do big?
Every motherfucking time.
I found that offensive somehow.
Yeah, ask him to be more specific.
Say man, can I ask you a very specific question?
Yeah.
What do you do big specifically?
Everything I do is big.
Like you shit big?
Yeah, it happens.
That's just his thing. He's big, man. He does it big, man. That's all you got to know. That's right.
Man, when I'm in debt, I do it big.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not only a little in debt, I'm big time in debt.
Way in debt.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't even know how much debt I'm in. It's scary.
So anyway,
here's the thing, though.
Before we go on for half an hour about what he doesn't do,
but here's the great thing about debt.
I'm broke big.
At one point, you're going to get past, like, a certain point, you go, oh, I don't give a fuck anymore, really.
Oh, I don't now.
Oh, yeah, who does at this point? Yeah. Really?
My friend, I was tripping about money in San Francisco, and he goes to me, this guy was older, he's like 45, 46, an age that I'm at now, and he goes, Joseph, can I just tell you something? You're going to die in debt.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
that ever let you stop you from yeah. doing anything. You
Everybody's
know?
Gonna
yeah,
die.
Yeah, exactly.
Debt.
So it's like,
yeah.
You just take it so seriously.
If you're gonna have a good night tonight by going broke a little bit more,
exactly.
go have a good time.
I call it saying fuck you to death. It's like death is there as you're eating like your last meal you're gonna be able to afford for a couple of days, and death is like enjoy that shit because you're eating top ramen for the next couple of days.
Dude, you know how many times I used to do a joke about having fucking cooking macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm. and I get a heart palpitation, and I'm like, oh my god, please Lord, please. I start praying to God, please just let me live long enough to eat this macaroni and cheese, man, because that shit is good.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, Tommy Zito here whipping out a fucking stack of 20s,
Italian style,
and just
man.
Throwing them on the table here.
pay my bitch.
Look, I love that. I love how you do the whole ripping of the, you know, like.
Hold on.
Let's hear a fresh 20 right into the microphone.
Listen, folks.
That's a
Tom,
20, everybody. No, I think
Tommy's
that was a 5.
Likes
what was
to
that?
Get paid.
He I do too. Can paid. I have some?
Give me all your money.
Tommy Zito. Get on a microphone.
Run in your pocket.
Look at it. 20, 30, 60, 80, 100, 20, 40, 60, 5. $165.
Bam. Cash money, motherfuckers.
Somebody just got paid.
Hey. Can I have some?
Give me all your
Somebody
money.
Just got paid, bro.
It's all Christmas money.
What, you got Christmas
about?
Bonus?
We're talking about white power, yeah, right. Son.
White power.
With that accent, by the way. Yeah, we're talking about white power.
Joseph Rocha with his white power.
Word, man.
Oh, man.
Can I have one of those? White.
Oh, you're the best. I got one left. How rude is that of me? Bum a cigarette off a guy, you got one sitting there.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're talking, what we're talking about, debt.
Debt, yeah, we were just talking
like,
about
like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
we're
at one point,
about,
you're
we're
such
talking
a debt.
About with that, we were just talking about that earlier with, well, I was talking about that earlier with Chuck, but about,
yeah,
you know, what you would rather be. Would you rather be poor and happy or rich and miserable?
How can you be rich and miserable?
Exactly.
Well, what I'd like to say is I'd like the option to try it.
That yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. He goes, what do you have? I go, well, I've been poor and broke,
yeah,
I'll go for the I'll go for the rich and miserable for a little while, see what happens.
And you know what? You know what's very funny is that we all do that bullshit thing where like, hey, listen, man, you got your health, bro, you know, and you're like,
you got your
shut
health.
The fuck up,
yeah.
I'm poor.
Exactly. Fuck you. I'd rather be rich and die in a year.
Yeah, my cholesterol's low, but I'm fucking broke. You know,
No, actually, I'd rather be poor and live a long life.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Tommy got serious.
I know,
shit.
Man. It did get weird for a second.
That
there.
Shit
I didn't
down
mean
to profundity level.
Do I have to bust out the sound effects?
Well, I'll just say that right now it's the only option I have, so I'm going to enjoy it while I'm here.
What, and being poor?
Yeah, it's not exactly my you know, I have another
choice.
I mean,
hey, you got to do what you know.
Yeah.
And all three of us know how to be
poor.
Exactly. Just think how thrifty you would be if you were rich. Like, oh, no.
Well,
we're
they say that like people who know how to hold on to their money are cheap motherfuckers. Like the kind of guy, like, it doesn't Bill Gates go to work in some cheap ass car? Or a better example is Patton
Bill
Oswalt.
Gates isn't he dead? Oh, no, that's Steve Jobs. Sorry. Yeah. My bad.
It's unacceptable.
That is unacceptable.
I would Microsoft like to remind everybody this is wasted time. We may not be able to be fact checked at any point during
fact
this entire
check.
Day. Yeah, man. Abraham Lincoln was black. That's a fact.
You got fucking applause.
I love it. You ever hear like a mother say to a woman something like that?
How dare you step on your applause break?
Did I step on the wall? Because, man,
that's
I don't
really,
play.
Come on, you're a professional.
I'm nervous.
Come on, do we have to do applause break etiquette here right now? Like, all right, you're on stage. You're doing a joke. You get an applause break.
And so,
thank you.
Look,
thank
you're
you
doing
much.
It again.
Yeah,
you're cutting over your applause break.
No, it is.
You can't talk
just,
over
I'm
it.
I'm not used to them.
That's scary.
That sound I know.
We got a
Joseph boat. Rocha, everybody.
Notice I didn't step on those.
Yeah, exactly that.
Like the lamest audience ever.
Yeah, is it Joe Rocha tells a joke? Tom E. tells a joke?
Oh, shit, I just got schooled. I don't know what that means, but
that's all one joke from Tom E.
All right, got one joke. That's
I got
it.
Huge laugh slash applause break. The E is for applause break.
I have brought up Tom E to the stage so many times in my time here at the comic strip.
Love it.
And
too.
I've never seen anyone less excited about getting on stage than Tom E. Like, I feel like I'm burning him. Like, really? I have to go on? Oh, man.
And I'm usually like, hey, man. Light me as soon as you can.
Yeah, every other comic's like, hey, why'd you light me? You shaved off a second. And you're like, hey, listen, if you want to do the whole 10 minutes and not bring me up, I'm fine.
I'll be good. Hey, man, was anybody need a guest spot tonight? You know? Tonight, I actually, though, that popcorn shit.
Oh, that's funny.
It was retarded.
Yeah.
But I was
no,
fucked
what I like
up
is what you
and
said,
I couldn't stop.
I think I thought of that 15 years ago, but of course they didn't write it down.
No, because I was eating
I'm
popcorn.
Glad you brought it back finally.
Unbelievable. And then that bitch threw, I was talking, I was doing, I do jokes about being broke. You know, because I am. And, you know, hey, women, line up.
Oh, yeah. Before you
owe $5 on the stage
like you.
To me.
You may be broke, but the chicks dig you. Something about your greasy-ass charm that works.
No, they hate me, man. They hate me.
Well, they like you initially.
Oh, yeah, and then they go, like, and then they hang out with me, and they go,
oh,
yeah, we're good. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, now I remember why we didn't talk.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, this girl I talking about doing, I was doing broke jokes, and this bitch throws $5 on the stage.
Oh no, what a weird condescending thing to fucking do.
You know? I loved it. Are you kidding me? I was asking, I was doing an auction. I was like, can I say 10? Can I get 20? Can I get 20? And then this guy in the front row, man, sitting there in the very front row, right next to the stage, is like trying to grab it. He's like, I'm a Jew.
Oh,
I was like,
Jesus.
Well, you better back the fuck off, man. I fucking stomped on that shit.
but
I made
fair,
her.
Had you let him take the $5, he would have invested it, and by the end of the show, it would have been like $20, man.
Well, no, I'm not getting any of that. So I told that girl that she could be 0.0.1% shareholder
in popcorn.
Because like this guy was in the front row to my right, like eating popcorn and talking to the table about it while I'm doing my act.
Apparently he forgot to chew because he couldn't fucking...
Well, he acted like he's never heard of this thing called popcorn. He's like, this is amazing, this popcorn. All I kept hearing him say was popcorn. And he's just shoving it down his throat. And then I'm like, dude, I had to stop finally. I'm like, dude, have you ever had popcorn before? What the fuck? And then I was doing a pot joke at the time. So I was like, pot? I know, weird, right? breaking ground here. Tom E. But I was like doing the pot joke and then popcorn. I was like, popcorn. Fuck, it's seeds. Put those fuckers in a popker. Throw some butter on it. A popker. I'm drinking.
Talk,
this
that's
is waste
talk.
Of time. A pop.
Of the street.
You don't have a popcorn popker?
Popker.
But put the seeds in the popper. The popker.
The funny thing is that.
Butter. You pop up little green buds.
Butter.
Delicious.
The cool thing was that, that thing was funny is that you're enjoying the riff, but part of you is going, you know what? I could really make a lot of money.
You know, because I'm like, that's why I was like, many of you motherfuckers, yeah. I know who you are. If you steal that shit, I'm coming
like
after
the
you.
Orville
so we're going to Colorado and doing that shit.
Holy shit, welcome aboard. I love that shit, man. Pot fucking makes the world go round. Don't listen to the rumors. The popcorn fanatic has a miracle marijuana card. No wonder he's into the popcorn so much, man. Okay. She's doing an interview here, everybody. Hold on. Say, what? Why do you have one? His mouth is full of popcorn. Oh, because you have red eyes? I don't fucking know. Pot, it gets the red. This girl, don't you know? You know this guy. You know why?
Knee pain or hand pain?
All right, I don't need this whole like life story. You got your X-rays? He still can't swallow the popcorn fast enough, man. It's crazy. I'm gonna go get high and have some of this fucking popcorn, man. Holy shit, I'm missing out. I love pot, man. Not popcorn, but pot. Popcorn. Oh, that might be something. Pop the seeds. Fucking A, man. Any of you steal that idea, man, I'm coming after you, man. Popcorn. I'm down for that. Anybody? Fucking throw the seeds in the thing with a little butter and fucking little green buds pop up? Man, that'd be fucking amazing. Orville Redenbacher's popcorn. Holy shit. How is this not happening already? Am I being an idiot right now, or is this... It's just a really good idea, and I'm just really fucked up. I don't... Fucking popcorn. Fuck. I can go home, man. I'm going to be rich, man. When you guys start buying that shit in the stores, man, thank me and this fucking guy over here, right here, man. You're welcome. Popcorn. Popcorn. Joe. Popcorn. I'm blown away right now. I've never even written anything that brilliant before. Popcorn. How did I not catch this before?
Because you're hot.
I got to get... Oh, yeah. I got this great idea. I'll remember tomorrow. I probably came up with this like 15 years ago, man. Holy shit. Popcorn. Fuck, I'm lost. Popcorn. Oh, I'm not even going to write it down. I'm recording this shit, man. This is coming home with me, man. Tom E's popcorn. And K. And your $5 that you threw up here is the first investment. You got stock in that shit, man. You got 1 point, not even a full share, but you got a share almost of pot. You know what? I'm investing it right now. Popcorn, everybody. Yeah, buddy.
Holy shit. So, yeah. So, anybody else smoke pot besides me?
Popcorn. But the problem is, there's no seeds in pot anymore.
we'll find some.
So, it's going to be low-grade popcorn if we have any seeds.
Well, see how you do it is you get the weed butter.
Oh.
And then you put that
on. Now you're on
the weirdest
level.
Cooking show ever.
Jess E coming up with brilliant ideas.
It's because I'm a fucking genius.
Hey, you know, if we could do a cooking, has anybody done a cooking podcast? Or as I like to call them, podcasts?
I don't get it. What?
See what? Tom E. I can't. Tommy Zito, everybody.
I got nothing to say.
I thought you were just leaning over to say some shit. I moved the microphone and everything.
It came and went. No, it came and went.
I see.
We're not talking about your last date. Ho!
Oh!
Bingo!
No,
he has something to say. Hold on. Look.
I have nothing to say.
This fucking
the guy who
best guest ever. Best guest ever, everybody.
The guy who runs his own internet radio station.
This is actually, he produces, what?
The Zone Radio. Which you'll also find.
They played our podcast once.
I know, jerk.
He never asked for the files again.
Tommy, Jesse, what you don't understand is that Tommy's from a culture where they value privacy and silence anytime there's mics in the room.
Oh, because he's
Tommy
Italiano.
Zito?
Yeah, man.
No, I think you're wrong. This guy, he's
Italian.
The motherfucker's got comedy shit on his .com on his car still. How come that doesn't say wastedtime.com on the back of your car?
Waste of time. It's going to say Zone. ZoneRadioNYC.com.
That's great. There's a plug. Hey, what the fuck is my website called?
What is it?
Tommy Zito has an internet radio channel, and
to
he
be fair
plays
though,
programming
Tommy,
24 hours a day.
Tommy, though, to be fair, who doesn't have one?
Yeah. I don't have a radio station. We got a podcast.
It's amazing.
Is your shit amazing?
It's amazing. We're going to have music, comedy,
white power,
talk shows.
White power.
Talk
the code shows. Word is we're going to have.
2013.
Doing big
the year bumps. Of Zone Radio.
Doing wow. It big.
There was a little bit of Vince McMahon.
Hey, we were one of the. We were one of the.
2013. We're gonna.
We were the first talk show on his radio network. So at least
goddamn
we broke
right.
ground there, and then that was it. We got you. Got to get the files. We're five deep now.
Five.
This is our fifth episode, and
so cool.
You know what?
We're
they get
deep.
Even more magical
Magic.
Every time.
I noticed that you have Joe Roach on right now.
Hey,
Joe
bitch,
Rocha
we're
is like
now.
I don't even understand. To be honest
He's
with you, I don't understand
superstar.
How you're not. In radio, because like when we used to sit back here, we used to sit in the comic strip. The comic strip used to do this. They still do it sometimes. The lottery show, and they would film it, and we have guest judges. You know, like famous people judge amateur comedians that are auditioning for the club. Not amateur, but they're auditioning for the club. And we used to set up for the show. And then during the day, we would do the sound check.
We were just fucking around.
Yeah, and Joe Rocha would come in, JR would be there, and I would be there. And it was actually even on, what was it? It was on some internet web
yeah.
show. Like
what
whenever.
Happened was that like my homeless shelter didn't let you in until 5 o'clock, so I had nowhere to go. So I'd come into this comic strip.
But it was good.
Drink some milk.
We would just sit there and bullshit, man. And I would have to, I was working, so I'd have to run back and forth or whatever. But him and JR, you walk in, they're having hardcore, like major conversations just
if
on
it,
the microphones.
If it hadn't
like,
been for that,
I don't know how you don't do radio.
For that setup.
How do you
like
not have your own radio
not,
show?
We wouldn't even know each other, but him and I was suddenly mics are in front of us, and we're like, "I love you, man."
Yeah, but it's great. But even now, though, you do. I mean, how do
I
you
do?
Not
I
have
do
a forcing
a podcast on iTunes, and we just do a movie review show. So I am getting into it, and I have done radio. It's just it takes focus and discipline to keep it going.
Yeah, but you're good at it, though.
Thank you.
I mean, you really like. I mean, you could. I really feel like you. Like we don't really have topics or anything. Like we just kind of go. The whole point of this show is just you're drinking, you're hanging out with your friends or comics
yeah.
or whatever, and you're just bullshitting about
well,
what
the
you
key,
like.
The key to doing it is having demons so frightening that you can't be by yourself. So you just try to drown out those demons by talking about anything but.
I'm
the
about
demons.
To do a shot of my demons right
you're
now.
Not,
hey,
well,
cheers,
I'm
everybody.
I'm not trying to be funny, but are you a reader? I mean, you read a lot? Or
no,
not?
I don't read anything.
I think that's the key. Like, if you
I
read a
the
lot.
I read the news. That's about it.
Yeah, if you don't
I
read
watch
a lot,
that shit.
You
I
don't.
I wait for the movie to come out.
It's like you load up your brain with
the news of the day. The movie.
The movie.
What was that?
Why isn't Jesse drinking?
Court order.
Well, if you guys listened to our last podcast,
number three.
No, it was actually our Christmas
three.
Party
oh, that's right.
podcast. Jesse
out.
Got extremely
inebriated.
Wasted. He fell down twice.
I did. I fell down a few times.
Here's Jesse. Hold on. Jesse's singing. I fell down twice.
Awesome.
He
evidence.
Kept,
the
kept,
best.
He kept falling the fuck over, man. He was so wasted.
I was sitting down. That's what was
and
horrible.
He was in a chair.
And I just fell over.
And yeah, exactly.
In the middle of interviewing someone.
A visual thing. I fell down twice. I fell down twice.
Oh my God.
He kept just saying, like, we're sitting here. We had Angel Salazar sitting there. First of all, the guy, you think they were like, he wanted to date him. Like,
apparently, my black, the black out version of Jesse is Angel Salazar's biggest fan.
Which Angel's great. I love him.
Yeah, he's a great
But
guy.
This guy acted like he was a guy, some stranger off the street that just recognized that this
awesome,
was Chi Chi getting a yayo.
Yeah.
Here's what I find interesting about this story is that somehow Jesse out douchebagged Angel Salazar.
Dude,
Angel is a legend. He's professional, and Jesse topped
Angel
him.
Was great, though. Angel was sitting there. He's like, Jesse's on the floor. He's like, hey, you guys lied to me. You guys lied to me. We're like, what? He goes, you said this was a family show. He goes, Jesse is doing his impression of Larry Flint going to the bathroom. On the fucking floor, man.
It was
and it's great because we're all plugged in together. So yeah. He falls. We're all going with him. So we're all like, whoa,
no,
what's going
no,
on here?
No,
he's
man.
On the floor. But yeah. So Jesse has taken a little hiatus, at least for the weekend, from drinking.
Here's another interesting fact.
But don't worry.
I'll be back.
I'm making up for it.
Here's something else I noticed.
I'm doing double time.
The fact that Angel Salazar referenced Larry Flint, that's got to be the most recent reference he has in his act, right? Maybe the most recent, right?
What's a more famous cripple person? I mean, come on.
I think
off
Stephen,
the cuff, man. Like,
Stephen,
you got to be quick.
Stephen Hawking. Exactly.
I don't even know who that is. Who's that?
Oh, Jesus.
And I don't even read Nine.
Who
of
is that?
Yeah, that's the Brief History of Time guy. He's that guy. He's in a wheelchair.
He talks to a
apparently.
Computer.
Okay, he's a wheelchair.
I still don't know who he is.
Talks to a computer.
Voice.
Why?
One of the top notch physicists in the world, right?
Is he on Family Guy?
Right?
Yes, he is. He's
is that him?
Yeah, that's him. Man, Tom, you
I love you. What are you doing?
Yeah, this is what I love about this. This guy has is crippled. I mean, he.
I heard.
And he cheated on his fucking wife.
Really?
Yeah, and he married the chick he cheated with.
So, like, what is he crippled from? Like below the cock?
No, he can't move.
Yeah, but is he still getting hard-ons?
He's doing something. Taking the
How
pill.
You cheating on your wife if you're a cripple and you ain't getting a hard-on?
You have to
My
the
shit's so big when
world.
It's soft that you got to get... Was he rich?
Stephen Hawking, yeah.
He might be rich,
well then,
it's also...
Yeah, of course
also,
you're cheating. Who cares?
You know how chicks are, though, sometimes. You go like, okay, you're the foremost...
It doesn't
foremost
matter
physicist.
If you don't get it hard. I still want you, baby.
They just
want
to say they fucked a crippled genius. Why not?
Yeah.
Who is this guy
He's
still?
He's like the smartest man on the fucking planet. He's crazy.
He wrote a book called The Brief History of Time. Yeah, he's an amazing scientist.
Why do you guys know this?
Because I'm a fucking genius, and we hang out together.
Because you do shit big.
Because I do shit big with Steve Hawking.
Because we don't wake and bake. Yeah, I kept it real.
Who said?
Jokes. That's what it is.
What was that, Tommy Zeta?
We don't make popcorn jokes.
Yeah, but I'm gonna make millions off of that. Now you're laughing at me. Are you really?
You're really gonna make millions off of it.
Tommy Zeta's
remember.
Laughing at me. My popcorn billionaire fucking future here.
I'm just surprised. Joe over here is making fun of Angel Salazar.
Why is that? Why?
It's Latin Wars.
Because it's going to get back
no,
to you.
No, not at all, man.
That's great. It's Latin Wars. Fuck him, man.
Now,
I'm better
that
than that motherfucker, man.
Fuck that puto.
He was on before me.
It's fucking great. I love
it. Well, no, I mean, listen, man. Like, that dude has an act that is frozen a certain time, but it works every time. So who am I to ultimately talk shit? It works for him, and I give him so much love for that because... I do give him so much love. You know what I'm
saying? You do. That's
really?
The noise Joe makes.
That's how I sleep.
He's like,
my sleep apnea.
Hey, do you know Angel Salazar? I think somebody's at the door.
That's how I wake up.
At the old keep door closed. Is somebody knocking?
Keep on knocking, but you can't
I
come
keep
in.
On knocking, but you're
in your face,
hit.
Sucker!
What? Hey, you know, we're not only a great radio show here, but you don't have a sound effect for everything. What?
Damn!
That's right. You better recognize. I still never even did my shot here. Since
a pussy.
I'm fucking drinking alone.
Now, that's a professional. Someone who goes, oh, wait a second.
I'm drinking alone. The fucking show is about drinking.
What I love about that is that that's just a sad thing to say.
This guy's burping up water. This guy's burping water. Fucking Jesse, you know, I mean,
first of all,
the only reason I'm okay with
that,
the whole Jesse not
man,
drinking
I'm
right
drinking
now.
Alone.
I am
hear
drinking
that
alone.
Over
how fucking pathetic
hear
is
that
this?
Over, you should.
Broken
that.
Soundbite. I'm
drinking
alone. I'm drinking alone. Hey, what's going on? I'm drinking alone.
Hey, Tommy, what'd you do for Christmas?
drinking alone.
Damn.
Actually, I'll be working on Christmas here at the Comedy Strip drinking alone.
That's your album.
The only,
That's your album.
Hey, Tom E's new comedy album, I'm drinking alone. But I'm really a pothead. Only reason I'm okay with Jesse not drinking for these few days is because if you listen to our Christmas special,
you'd understand.
It was magical. I mean, you can't get more wasted on wasted time than that.
If you don't learn,
I wish it would have been me. I wish I could have been the embarrassment of the show that night.
I know.
It wasn't embarrassing. It was perfect.
You were playing clips. I'm just like, oh my God. That's all I could say. Oh my God.
No, no, no. All you could say was, hey, Angel. Let's do another shot.
Yeah.
When are we going to hang out?
Yeah.
We got to hang out.
Yeah. Me and Angel are going to hang out. We're
hey, man, I don't know who you are, white boy. I don't know who you are, white boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Chichi, get the yayo.
Chichi, get the yayo.
Again, we can make fun of his dated references, but we keep on using the same references he does over and over again. So that's how he becomes successful.
Oh, did you ever hear the sound? Did you ever hear the sound? He did a sound bite for us to plug the show.
Right.
Carlito's Way is my favorite movie.
listen to his. I'm a big movie star. Listen.
This is Tom.
Oh no, that's not it.
That's another movie star.
Check it out, New York City. This is Angel Salazar, a famous movie star from the movie Scarface. Chichi, get the yayo, Scarface. I'm here at What's Your Time with Tom E. and Jesse E. Check it out.
Somebody went in that register. Check it out.
But how funny is that he's just doing other people's lines? Hey, yeah. Chichi, get the yayo.
Yeah, exactly.
You are Chichi. You don't do that line. You just go get the yayo and be done with it.
Hey, instead of making fun of that motherfucker, why don't you be grateful? He did your show, man. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Weren't you? This is your war.
This is your war.
Yeah, exactly. Character. Exactly.
Wait a second. You were on a TV show, right?
Yes.
What was the name of the show?
K-Loco?
No.
Which K-Loco?
I was on True TV's. I forget the name of the show. Is it?
Oh.
It was a reenactment show.
1,000 people you'd never see on a TV show.
It's funny because I got paid $100 to do it, right? And all I had to play was somebody.
That's big money for a comic. It really is.
This comic.
That's four spots, man.
That is four spots.
I'll explain. I'm watching this TV show. Wait, At Work? It's called At Work or something like that?
So, yeah. Right, I'll explain it. Hey, what's it called again?
They reenact people's jobs.
That is
funny. You're going to explain and you're asking, wait, what am I talking about?
So I'm watching this show, right? It's a reality show, and they make it seem like it's actually real happening right there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was a reenactment. You can get an idea, but you're not sure, right? So it's about a guy that
a subpoena guy.
Okay, he gives out subpoenas, and he
big black gives dude, strong as shit.
To one girl. Girl gets upset, starts throwing her. She's in front of a laundromat, starts throwing her laundry at the guy. Panties, all this other shit.
Panties.
Out of nowhere, Joe comes out of the laundromat, goes, what the hell is going on? Hey, you're messing everything up. I'm like, holy
shut God. Up. Wait a minute. What channel is this on? I've got to see this.
TV.
Yeah. What is it?
True TV. He comes out of the laundromat like he owns the place now.
Wait, what's it called?
It's on True TV.
What's
the name of it? At Work.
At Work.
Something work.
What a show.
You got $100?
Yeah.
He comes because out of this place. He owns a laundromat, this guy. And he's telling these girls, telling the girl to stop throwing her panties all over the floor because she's making a mess on the sidewalk.
Can I take over for a second? And then this big, black, massive dude who's the subpoena server, I'm yelling at him, which is the only way that would ever happen. In just fictional television.
I found it fucking great. First thing I did was
grab my iPhone. Mr. Rocha, I need you to speak into the microphone.
Up in this shit.
Up in that motherfucker.
It was funny. And then Tommy fucking called me.
I took a video of the TV. I gotta show him this.
Can I tell you something? There was a comic. His name is Jim Search, right? Big pothead. And he said he was watching the show. He said when he saw me, he realized, this is all fake.
That's what I did.
Yeah, and it was funny. It's like I was like the Matrix. Like I was showing you the Matrix. It's all fake and stuff. I was like, wow, I woke somebody up to reality.
You did.
Yeah.
No, so the whole thing with lizard licks, I guess that's all. What's the whole shit?
Lizard lips?
It's lizard licks. It's like the repo thing you're talking about. For
one of them fucking bullshit.
I don't watch it.
This show is about people who have hard jobs. One's repo, one's subpoena, one's a meter maid, stuff like that. So lizard licks is a.
One's a cedar at the comic strip.
Yeah.
You know, and that's. And they like a real towing company and everything else, you know, everything like that.
I think legally they can't use real names very often because they could be sued and all that shit. What's up, everybody?
Oh yeah.
Damn.
No, it's a great show. I like it. I liked it even better when I saw you on it.
I just walked back and you guys are doing the Kool-Aid guy. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
dang.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
By the way, I love the sample of the jam.
Did that story end already?
Yeah,
I still have not done my shot. Please, everybody.
Wait, it's moment of silence. Please. Moment of silence.
Please, let me. Here's to me.
Hey, can we do give a shout out to the pussy?
Wait, everyone watch Tom's fucking pussy face.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Rabbit's up in his bitch.
Oh,
Tom
my God.
E.
Oh, holy shit.
His pussy
Welcome
face.
Back to J.R. Blazing R&B. Do you like your R&B blazing, brother?
Blazing R&B.
My favorite
blazing
ad.
Blazing R&B, like, really.
R&B is blazing.
That's Hot 97, right?
Yeah.
Blazing R&B, everybody.
And the thing is, I've seen blazing used on different R&B stations throughout the country. And when did, like, the community go, like, yeah, man, it's got to be blazing?
Apparently in the late 90s, I think that
this
started.
This insurance plan is blazing.
Yeah, the general has blazing insurance.
Hey, man, hey. My wife is blazing.
So, JR, you got to get JR in here blazing. Because we were just talking about how we were doing the, how we used to set up for the lottery show, and we would do, we would sit back there with Joe Rocha, and you two would just keep going and going and going.
Man, Rabbits and Rocha was a hot ticket for a little bit.
Joe Rocha, I'm good. Sure? Oh, yes, I am. Joe Rocha was a questionable genius. And I don't mean it like as in we were questioning whether he's a genius or not.
I think
he asked questions.
I didn't get it that way. That's weird.
No, he asked questions. He can keep a fucking conversation going between him and me.
No, but I walked back there. There was not one quiet moment. Like these two, if these two had their own radio show, it would be nonstop. There'd
right
be no
in
room.
The basement.
There'd be no room for commercials.
It would be the best, most depressing morning zoo show radio in the world. Yeah. Hey, Jared, what's wrong with the world?
Everything.
I think Joe and I came up with 1,000 ways to commit suicide in one show.
You bet money on it. That's how important it was.
Make sure you pick that book up right now.
Do you guys have your top 10?
And I'm struggling to remember our company. The
two geniuses that they're so geniuses, but they don't know how to talk into the microphone.
What's the name of our company?
I'm sorry, this
the
is
rustic,
such a bad.
The Rustic something Farms. What was it called?
Oh man, that's
Cock
right.
Farms.
What was
Cunt
it?
Hair Farms.
Cock Hair Farms.
Whoa, easy, pal. Cunt Hair Farms.
Oh, Cunt Hair Farms. I'm sorry, I didn't
not
mean to.
Cock Hair. What the hell is
you
hanging
out, pal?
I didn't mean to clean it up a little bit.
Not even cleaning it up, man. Yeah. What's with this guy?
He's changed it all around.
I love the pride in JR's voice too. Hey, man, it's Cunt Hair Farms.
But what was the whole premise of Cunt Hair Farms? What were we even talking about?
The premise of anything, man.
The whole premise was just like we had come up. One of his favorite phrases is like, "It's a cunt hairs away from something." And so,
how big is a cunt hair?
I'll be clicking explicit when I post this on iTunes.
First of all, Jesse, you've asked a question that many great learned minds have tried to answer. So we may not be able to tell you.
I think JR can answer it.
It is answerable. It's all done through race. Now the African cunt hair is the thickest, obviously, and the Asian is the thinnest. Now the variable after that is the age, obviously. Now a 10-year-old African, it's pretty thick. Now a 10-year-old Asian, it's barely existent.
So if you're a carpenter, what does that really mean?
It's close to metric.
Is it close to metric?
How long have you been practicing that answer, by the way? Was that your thesis in college? That was beautiful.
Hey, Joe.
No. First of all, they have microphones in these things.
You know what? Go ahead. You know what? Plug in that other microphone. Let's just plug it in.
I'd like to wrap it up as soon as possible due to my extreme desire to leave.
Damn!
Man. I hope I dreamed that sound all night long.
I've never heard anything more blunt in my life. Yeah, you know what? You guys are doing a great job. Wrap it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really.
I didn't even say you're doing a great job.
Hey, come on. I got to get something out of this. I got to get something out of this besides the wrap it up.
The club is paying for this electricity. Can we fucking finish this?
No, this is actually the basement.
No, we're not. That's right.
Yeah, this is the basement, so they ain't paying for anything.
Yeah.
Paid before by Cunt Hair Farms.
Cunt Hair
Yeah,
Farms.
Exact. Cunt Hair Farms. When you need a cunt, call us.
We got a farm.
Our farms are awesome.
We got a farm of cunt hair.
So,
a sad job.
Tell you what, that's a farm I'd like to work at.
Our cunt crops are really coming
so
in good this year.
We should have done a talking stool like this. Just two dudes next to a fucking big mic. You know what I'm saying?
Two.
Damn.
Damn.
What, really?
Yeah. Damn!
Yeah, that's the best one
I'm
right there.
I'm such a retard, you'll make me laugh every time.
Yeah.
It's fucking so easy.
What kind of show is this?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you make me laugh so much, man.
It's not here, man.
Easy.
It's the it's the Massage Our Ego Hour with Tom E. Jess E. Who is that? Who is that?
I want that name, Massage My Ego Hour.
Oh, it's Jen Fun. All right. Hello. Oh, feel free to say anything you like.
Are you guys recording?
Yeah, we're so much.
I'm going to sign out, but she can, Jen Fun, take my seat and add to the cigarettes and the enjoyment of this podcast, which, by the way.
What's what? It's really what?
It's a waste of time.
Exactly.
Wasted time.
At least JR's drinking. How about this? We have a show called Wasted Time, and the co-host and the guest are both sober.
Mm-hmm.
This is going great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least Chuck was down here earlier. He spilled his drink. See? That's JR drinking.
Yeah.
Nothing?
What I love how angry Tommy is that people are trying to take care of themselves, you know? Hey, really?
Hey, you've got no place on a show called Wasted Time if you're trying to take care of yourself. We're not having it.
I don't give a fuck if you're diabetic. Pile this alcohol down now.
Yeah.
This is wasted time.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you still drinking, Jen?
I like the way Tommy keeps trying to push the microphone in your face like a
fucking
porn star.
See, that's not good.
Yeah, exactly.
Take it.
And how willing I was.
Put it in your face. Put it in your face.
Pretend it's Adam.
Ah. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's funny.
I love how much joy Tommy took in that.
Because I get it. Because
yeah,
I know
what
he's talking about.
I'm going to like.
I've heard about that as well, though.
That's funny. Adam Cousins, ladies and gentlemen.
Professional. You know.
But. We got the echo going on. That's fucking great. Just E echo. It's definitely, we got microphones, we got knobs and dials and JR.
Knobs and dials.
And dials. Oh, dials.
No. Dials.
I don't know. I don't,
do we have tubes?
No, JR's
we have
tubes.
What? We have tubes and
yeah,
buttons.
Like
and
tubes and buttons.
And lights.
And lights.
Can I bum a cigarette, Tommy Zito?
A cigarette,
yeah, right.
Tommy Zito.
We're big time.
Thank you, sir.
See, that's what's great.
This podcast is brought to you by cancer.
That's what's great.
It's brought
cancer.
To you by Tommy Zito cigarettes.
Cancer
when
and
you
liver
are too
disease.
Cheap to pay for your own cigarettes, go to Tommy Zito.
Well, that's
Tommy Zito cigarettes.
But that's what's fun about this show is it starts out highly intelligent. We had this great interview with Chuck.
Wait, wait,
then he
wait,
spilled
wait.
His drink,
hold on a second. Highly,
and then it went
highly,
all downhill.
Highly. Really?
Yeah, highly.
Oh, highly.
I don't believe
this guy, you know what? Joe loves shitting on everybody. He loves shitting on everybody. I mean, he just doesn't.
I'm a very unhappy fat man, so that's what happens.
Well, if you lost weight, would you be happy?
I don't know.
Well, see.
I don't know. I don't think I'll ever find out.
So it's almost an experiment.
You know what? It's funny. Like, and you may have gone through it. When you lose weight, like, you have to change your, like, perception of yourself, and it's trippy.
And your bra size.
Me, yeah, that was one of the problems I had. I had to change my bra size.
Jen Fawn and everybody. You gotta change what when you lose weight?
Your bra size.
Yeah.
There you go. See, finally. We haven't had any women on the show, have we?
No.
Oh, well, have a seat.
You know why?
You guys are all misogynists.
Yes, we are.
Well, that
there we
the
go. We need this. Yeah, let's go. Start some shit.
It's also very hard. It's also hard to get women to go with five men to a basement. That's not the most inviting thing in the
that's
world.
Funny. Hey.
Want to go to the basement?
Yeah. That is the new line these days. That's what all the kids are doing. Hey, you know, I got a podcast in the basement. Yeah. You want to be my first guest?
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be five of us, and we're all drunk. And high. What? So, want to come? Pretty lady.
But except for you and Jesse.
Wait, what?
Well, nobody's drinking.
Somebody's got to hold them down.
Except for me.
Somebody's
this is the most retarded waste of time ever.
Man, what's with the anger,
he's
bro?
So angry all the time.
I know.
Why
I know.
The anger, bro?
Tommy, why do you think that somebody has to be drunk to have a good time?
Because it's called Wasted Time, and that's the point of the show.
I didn't realize that was the name of the podcast because I really came in on this in the middle.
Well, you see, what we do is we get comics that have been drinking all night and getting fucked up, and then we invite them down to the basement to do our podcast.
Well, look, will this help? I've been overeating all night, so does that help at all? Like, this is
that's
my third
great.
Pie.
Yeah,
my third
this is,
pie.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Overeating Time. with Joseph bloated Rocha.
Time. It's bloated time.
I can't help but do that. Joseph Rocha.
Oh, everyone needs to do the trilling of the R's, and I love it. It's like Rocha. I should have a contest. Who can do it the longest?
I think it's just because I did the Latino show tonight. I'm like in that whole Latino mood. So
you
I'm
feel
doing
it?
Joseph
you feel
Rocha.
It?
Like any other day, I'd be like, hey, Joe Rocha.
No, this is my usual exchange with Tommy. He'll look at me and go, what do you want? Can I get my schedule for the week?
Can I have a cigarette?
Have a cigarette? Hey, man, did you fuck a girl?
That's great. Jen Fonda
Joe,
left.
Did
what
you
happened?
Fuck a girl?
She's done? She gave
couple
you her cigarette.
It's been a while,
left.
Though, unfortunately.
Why? How long's it been,
our,
Joe?
Our first woman guest bailed.
Wait, hold
like
on. Hold
two
on.
Years.
We got serious, serious
two
questions
years.
For Joseph
two
Rocha.
Years, yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
2 years what?
Since he's gotten any.
Since I banged a lady.
Shut up.
Since he's gotten any.
Seriously?
Vagina.
How long has it been since you drank?
2 years. That's so funny you would say that, man.
You might
really
start
2 years?
Picking that shit up
no,
again.
No, but that's actually a thing in my life. Is that
why aren't you drinking?
Did you really quit? Like, did you stop drinking because you couldn't? You know, you got a problem.
I don't know what.
Or you just not into drinking?
No, I have a problem, man. I'll tell you one thing. Remember?
No, I have a problem.
Remember Rafe?
Tommy.
Remember Rafe?
Spills his beer.
No, it's no. Clearly, I have a problem.
No, I really don't.
How come you have problems
with
drinking?
Who's the one that's complaining about him drinking alone? You're the one.
I know, it's pathetic. I am drinking alone on wasted time.
Isn't that a sign of alcoholism?
No, wait. I
want
to get back to this, though. You quit drinking. Why?
I was getting too fucked up, man.
I don't think I've ever. How long did you really quit 2 years ago? Have I ever known you where you were a drinker?
Yeah, man. Well, maybe not because I started experimenting with getting off after
you
I got
experimented with getting off.
Experimented with what?
Getting off.
Getting off.
Getting off. Excuse me.
And this is where we go into the schmuck hour. Hi everybody. I'm the schmuck.
You gotta
right
try
now.
It out sometime, right?
The worst thing I ever did was when it was an improv scene where I was supposed to be robbing a guy, and I said,
got off?
"Hey, give me your money or I'll blow you." And it was supposed to be, "I'll blow you away," but it was.
That's how we experimented with getting off.
Getting off, y'all.
So
by the way, that's
that
my that's my other podcast, Getting Off,
getting
with Joseph Rocha.
But that scene in that show or whatever, that's what made you quit because you did that?
No. That was years ago. But, I mean, I make mistakes like that all the time. It was, I got drunk here. This staff is a partying fucking staff, man. Wow! And so I tried to hang one night. Rafe lets me out of the door.
Rafe, wow, this is years ago.
He says, good night. And then I go across the street and pass out in one of the doorways across the street.
What?
I got picked up by an ambulance.
Really?
Yeah, I get taken to ICU. I was that fucking drunk.
Shut up.
Doctor goes to me, goes, I thought you'd had some kind of horrible accident, and when I found out you were just drunk, I was so, he goes, I never want to see you in my hospital ever again.
Damn.
And that's when I said, I might
wow,
have a
really?
Problem.
And you haven't drank since then?
No. It took
yesterday.
It took a year after that before I finally quit.
A year
quit.
After that.
Oh,
did something
on,
else
man.
Happen
couldn't
after that, though?
What?
Like, were you pounding
was
drinks
it.
The next night?
No, what it was
like, I'm going to see if I can get two ambulances to come tonight. I want the fire trucks.
I
want to
have a stroke or something. No, it was, it takes a while before you really admit that you want to stop drinking, like cigarettes. You stop for a little while, and then you go, and then you finally stop. I mean, you did it for a little bit.
Well, yeah, I could stop drinking in a heartbeat immediately. I mean, wasted time doesn't mean just cigarettes and fucking booze.
You know
it
what's the worst thing
marijuana.
About the drinking?
And I'll smoke pot all day long, all night long, or whatever. I can't see myself ever. I have a problem.
We'll be right back.
But drinking, yeah, exactly.
We'll
right he's a marijuana addict.
Yeah, but. Drinking, I could quit in a heartbeat. I do it because I'm here,
it's
and
fun.
That's what everybody's
guess,
doing.
I mean, yeah.
And
oh,
lately,
since I discovered
Jameson, the magic drink.
Yeah, but you still make pussy faces when you take shots.
Big pussy faces. I don't lie. I always say Jameson
the
is the most disgusting shit going down. But man, 5 minutes later, it's magic.
Yeah, isn't that crazy though? When you got people who are like, this is a 12-year age scotch and it's got woodsy aroma.
Yeah, it tastes like it's 12 years old.
All I could taste is drunkenness. That's all I fucking taste. Like, put this in my fucking system so I can be drunk already. I don't give a shit if it's woodsy or oaky or just get me fucked up.
I mean, while I sit here and I'm drinking shots of Jameson and drinking I love Bud Lights.
No, see,
again?
What will it take to get you to drink again?
Oh, sex.
His second appearance
that's
on
been,
this podcast.
That's why it's been
podcast,
2 years, because every
time
I'd have sex with girls, it's like I would be drunk and loose.
With
and
girls,
talk.
You said that. You heard that, right, everybody? Why
well, it's
sex?
Supposed to be
girls.
Girls? Well, not men.
Yeah, because with men, I don't have to be drunk at all.
Come on, Tommy Zito's got a story, everybody.
With men, just buy me dinner.
I have a story. He's going to explain to us.
Oh no, this is horrible. Okay. This is fucking horrible. This is the two girls?
Yes. You and Ray Ellen went to a hotel room.
Oh, I remember this.
You got, I guys, gotta go. I gotta set at the cellar in 3 hours. I gotta go.
I got a couple of pictures from Ray.
I gotta Ray's oh, you know girl. What? I'm on fire. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Ray's girl ended up, I think, was it in the bathroom? Or was it your girl? One of the girls ended up in the bathroom throwing up. Ray left you alone. Now, oh, wait. The part I don't understand about this whole thing is
Ron was there too. Remember?
Were you in a closet?
Okay, I yeah, he was.
Jesse finally said something funny. How did that happen? See what happens when you get sober, Jesse? You're funny.
Oh.
You get to say things that make sense for once. You should really commit to this sobriety. You become interesting.
Oh, stay sober. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Are you out of the closet now, Joe?
Partly. Adam, save me. Like Jared will tease me about having a homosexual affair with Adam, and I go, all right, that's not happening, but I'm gonna play along now.
Yeah, you are.
Because like, it's just, why am I trying to fight? The more I fight it, the more it's gonna be like, yeah, whatever. So I go, now I have to commit to this fucking joke. It's terrible. By the way, if I was gay, I would not fuck Adam Cousins, man. Anthony DeVito, that motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Now he's naming names.
So he's thought about this.
All right, Anthony DeVito's a sexy motherfucker,
so
yo.
So get back to the closet.
The reason I ended up in the closet, this is such douchebaggery. No, it's not douchebaggery. It's low self-esteem. I snore like an animal.
He does not want Tommy Zito to tell the story.
No. What happened was the girls got passed out.
Tommy Zito's telling the story.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
No. Go ahead.
No. So, like, they fell asleep. And I didn't want to go home because I was fucking exhausted. And so I snore like an animal because I got sleep apnea. And it's such an embarrassing thing. Like, girls have broken up with me because I snore so bad. So I thought, oh, I don't want to bother these girls who are drunk whores.
Why are you planning on sleeping?
Oh, man, I didn't want to fuck these girls. Like, I fucked around with the chick with the big tits. She was cute, but...
He was cute?
She was cute. Did I say he?
He said he. He said he. Did I hear that?
No.
Because you're not drinking, you motherfuckers. If you were drinking, this would have been a much more controversial fucking podcast.
What's sad is that my sex life is so dead right now that homosexual rumors will work. Okay, at least people think I'm active, you know?
How many beds were there in the room?
One.
There was one bed.
Right.
Two girls.
Yeah.
And you slept in the closet.
Because I wanted them not to hear me, man. Well, two cups.
What? You didn't want them to hear you snore.
Yeah.
So you thought a
pathetic.
Closet was...
It's pathetic, man.
No. What about the bathtub?
Huh? And by the way, I'm a good guy too.
Oh,
like,
fuck that shit.
Yeah, no, but and it's a crime. Like, I came to New York City and people were talking about pulling trains and all this, and I'm like, but I kissed a girl.
Oh,
I was in a relationship. But like, I hear some of the comics or some of their stories in New York. New York is so fucking hard, where they talk about, you know, pulling trains and all this deviant shit.
Deviant.
And basically all sex I've ever had is with girlfriends. So like, I feel so lame because I'm looked at like, hey man, you're a gentleman. You are a fucking piece of shit, you know. And so that was me going, I don't want to.
Oh no, girls in the city are
loser.
Crazy, you know?
Damn.
Loser.
You know, and you're what? I wouldn't disagree with you, but I'm happy I wouldn't change it though. I like being a good guy in that regard.
Duh.
Much better.
What?
Oh, you. And that's what's hilarious. But that's what's hilarious, that this story got thrown around. I'm going, oh, if you really knew the sad reality, you would just go, nah, don't start that story. It's lame. It ends with a whimper. And that's how I snore. That's why I was in the closet, because I didn't want them to hear that. I think he's sleeping, the big fucking bear.
Were titties out?
Yeah, big time. We play. Oh, by the way, and I got to tell you something else, by the way. Would you feel sexual with Ray Ellen in the fucking room?
I thought Ray left. I thought the girl...
No, he was there for a long time. It was so creepy, dude. Like, Ron was there. Ron was there, and we were just looking at this drunk fucking chick with her tits out, and we would take turns playing with her tits. And I'm going,
yes! Yes!
But, really, are you going to get chill with Ray Ellen with his beady-ass eyes looking at you?
Yeah.
I could hang out with Charles Manson. If there was pussy in the room that looked good enough.
Well, tell that story. Tell that story.
Well, so I was hanging out in this hotel room with Charles Manson, and he was like carving swastikas in this bitch's fucking back, and I was just banging his friend.
Yeah, I was playing with her titties.
And that was it, you know? And we all had a good time. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it happened.
Who has a crazy ass sex story here? I don't, man. Like I said, it's always been in
like, what is considered a crazy ass sex
whatever.
Story? Right? It sounds like Jesse
and
has
the opposite
one.
Of my boring ass relationship sex stories. And that way, like
once you know, like I was hanging with this chick and we totally like did it missionary.
Which good is times, weird for Tommy.
Good times.
Yeah, like
Tommy likes it doggy style.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what a good, you know, I'm not even.
What's a good sex story?
Yeah, I don't even fucking. Tommy Zito, like, what
we don't
what
have
happens
to pay for it?
What
we
happens after you
it?
Throw them up onto the pinball machine?
Exactly.
Then what happens? And scene.
Yeah, why do you have a shovel and lime in the back of your
well,
car?
That's what happens.
Because that's what happens.
The
pinball
duck,
dead.
The duct tape comes out.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
You make sure their hands are tied securely behind them, okay? You get a plastic bag, okay? Plastic. You need a plastic bag.
Yeah, of course.
No, this is the thing.
Yeah, no other kind of bag. Plastic.
I wish you could see the glee in Tommy's face.
He's got a big old grin on his face talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like everyone else would be like, this is not appropriate.
Disappointment in mine when I just realized I don't have cigarettes. Oh, Jets JR is telling us to wrap it up. I can already see it in his face.
Hey, Miss Merry Christmas,
please.
Douches, get out.
Hey, he said please, everybody.
All right, you know what that means, everybody.
Well, no, I mean, well, all right, just finish this story real quick, and then we'll wrap it up.
Tommy was talking about how he disposes of victims.
Well, you make sure you have enough room in your trunk.
All right. And then you talk closer to the mic.
That's why you have
enough
one of the most roomiest American cars.
Absolutely.
For that specific
enough
reason.
Room for your garbage bags, for your duct tape, and your shovel.
Hefty?
Does it have the pull strings or
no,
you have
no,
to tie
no,
it?
You gotta tie it. You don't want the pull strings.
Why not?
Could they rip? They rip.
No, because when you tie it,
Joe knows
it
all
leaks.
Too well.
It leaks. So
you need
to
get leakage.
Yeah, you need to do a couple.
Man,
knots.
There's nothing like hooker blood
like
to
seepage.
Fuck up the interior of your car.
Seepage.
You don't want to fuck up the interior of your car.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
True. Well, can't you double bag it?
What, the body? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, am I gonna have to edit this?
No, not at all.
Hopefully.
This is a reenactment.
Yeah, you might want to edit the weed cough right now.
It's fucking winter, dude. I got a fucking cold. You know what?
I got a fucking cold.
You are angry tonight, Tommy. You are angry.
I got a fucking cold, man.
Man, when you drink alone, you a bad motherfucker.
I know. You know what? See what happens when I have to drink alone? This is bullshit.
Yo, you've been a pleasure.
You've been a pleasure, too.
Tommy Zito,
Tommy
everybody,
Zito.
Thank you for coming on.
Runner of the zone.
Yeah. You know what? When
we're
going to
have Tommy back. Whenever
three-way.
We need a good rape expert, we'll bring Tommy Zito back. You know, if you have a pinball machine that doesn't have somebody naked thrown up on it and they're screaming for help, then you know, we'll call Tommy Zito.
Hey,
that's my Facebook. You ever see my Facebook thing? It says, I think it's Facebook. It says,
shameless plug.
My Twitter says, Pinball Wizard.
And, you know, he means it.
Yeah, of course.
You know
he
what
does.
We're talking about, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. The scene
Jodie
from The
Foster.
Accused. Yeah, from The Accused. Absolutely.
It's fucking crazy.
I love how Tommy, every new like female member of the staff, he has to pull that shit out. And he's
like,
cackling.
Like
all
right, we're
going to
cut this part out now, right?
He's like, yeah. And he giggles evilly as he tells the girl, what are you talking about? I'm like, and then he comes.
Oh, my. Huh?
Damn.
Yeah, there's a way to end it right there. And then he comes.
Wait, do Schwarzenegger. This is the sound of Tommy Zito coming.
Which one?
Schwarzenegger.
This guy right here? This is my favorite.
That's Tommy Zito.
This is Tommy Zito throwing a chick up on a pinball machine. And then
that's
we're all sitting there
church,
watching
the
it,
that's
and we're like,
church,
damn.
That's all right. That's it.
And then
JR comes in and goes, what? We got to go home.
That's our out right there.
Alrighty.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you guys.
Good night, Tommy Zito.
Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad to you.
Go enjoy that 300-hour drive you're about to embark on.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz fucking Navidad.
Prospero
año, vato.
All right, you guys. Tommy Zito.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Joe Rocha, thanks for coming down.
Oh, this is fun. I hope I can do it again.
I hope so. Wasted Time with Tom E.
Jesse.
Nigga, please.
Thanks for listening, man. We'll see you guys soon.
All right, have a good one. Yes, baby.
Strictly on the
Hey, they don't know nothing about this here. Yo, this is the in the house. I got my man Heavy Z, my boy Tretch, and my boy KRS-One in the house to rip some shit with me right quick. Smoking shit with my misfits. The one man, one more murder, one more murder, goal. One hard-headed, the whole one.
they just green bumps, drunk and tough. Cause they see stuff, it's a bluff, they ain't tough.
If it ain't rough, I could do without it.
If it ain't rough,
just take it to the curb.
This is Wasted Time.